Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, DCS on Cable X. People on the stream talking about Rob Reiner's death. And you guys, if you listen to the show, you listen to the podcast, you know, I just don't repeat stuff. But I'm going to repeat this because I just think it's so absolutely vomit-inducing, disgusting that a human, much less the leader of the free world, could behave like this. But Rob Reiner, his son has been arrested, being held with no bond because they believe that he literally cut the throats of his mom and dad, Rob Reiner and his wife. And within minutes of it hitting the news, Donald Trump sent out the following. And I'll say again that I didn't even ask Andrew if this was real because I knew it had to be AI, but it's not. A very sad thing happened last night in Hollywood. Rob Reiner, a tortured and struggling but once very talented director and movie star, has passed away together with his wife, Michelle. Reportedly, due to the anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding, and incurable affliction with a mind-crippling disease known as Trump Derangement Syndrome, sometimes referred to as TDS. He was known to have driven people crazy by his raging obsession of President Donald J. Trump, while his obvious paranoia reached new heights as the Trump administration surpassed all of its goals and expectations with greatness. Now, I've been accused of having Trump derangement syndrome, and you might accuse me of it again. I would ask you what sort of syndrome you have, if you're okay with this. If Donald Trump checked every other one of my boxes and had never had any of the other shenanigans, multiple felonies, multiple judgments, owes hundreds of millions, adjudged to have sexually assaulted E. Jean Carroll, if none of that existed and I loved him, this would cause me to really rethink that. This alone, because I would say, what kind of monster is capable of this? What sort of soulless creature sends something out like this in the public when you have the biggest megaphone on earth and you turn? Can you guys think of anything worse than looking up and seeing your child with a knife stabbing you? No, it's horrific. It's in a new category of horrific, having your child murder you and your spouse. It should be treated with nothing but respect and deference. From all accounts, Rob Reiner was a great guy. Lots of people from MAGA, James Woods, and a lot of people like that are just effusive with their praise of him, how smart he was, how open-minded he was to having discussions about politics. He deserves so much better than that. And I don't know anyone who deserves something that bad. So just wanted to get that off my chest again. I'm just absolutely shocked that that's real.
Representative Thomas Massey, at least, has come out and said, regardless of how you feel about Rob Reiner, this statement is inappropriate and disrespectful discourse about a man who is just brutally murdered. I guess my elected GOP colleagues, the VP, and White House staff will just ignore it because they're afraid. Yeah. I challenge anyone to defend it.
Yeah, please do. Anyone out there who wants to defend that, I would love to hear what how your brain works.
They're so sick of him. You know they are. You know they're getting really sick of this.
Yeah, but you know the real derangement is from the person himself. The only derangement in any of this is Trump. You have to be deranged to do that. To think that, A, this is about you. That this has anything to do with you. And I can understand people. I don't think the policy stuff is all wins, but I can understand people that want certain tax policies or whatever. I don't understand why there are people that feel the need to defend everything the man does and says. Can't you say, hey, I want this policy, but this is unacceptable. This behavior is not okay. But we've created, and by we, I mean Americans, we've created a structure where people that speak against your system of political thinking are the enemy. To some people, Rob Reiner's an enemy. That's a joke. If you think that your political opponents are your enemies, you are helping our actual enemies. You are helping China and Russia and North Korea and every terrorist organization. You are doing their job for them. If you look at your fellow Americans who happen to have different political viewpoints as an enemy, you are actually helping enemies by taking that position. Because the only people that get stronger by us fighting each other and being weaker are the people that are the countries outside of these borders. We are not making ourselves stronger by going after each other in these ways. And the fact that the president of the United States doesn't get that or doesn't care, one or the other, is really unbelievable. How do you strengthen yourself by tearing yourself apart? And yet here we sit. And just a few months ago, the people that sit on the right, and this, again, I'm not talking about everybody of anything, but people on the right were very upset and rightfully upset at people saying nasty things about Charlie Kirk's murder, which we talked about at the time and said it was terrible and unacceptable and anybody. But it wasn't like the equivalent of the president of the United States.
No.
Right?
No.
Yeah, I mean, the most high-profile person on the left, I suppose, to criticize Charlie Kirk was Jimmy Kimmel. And what happened to Jimmy Kimmel? He got pulled off the air. And was forced to apologize. I mean, it's just kind of crazy the way it all works out. But I think if you're trying to apply, like, consistency, logic to the situation, we're just going to be chasing our tails all day, so...
And just keep in mind, too, that if you're a person consuming a lot of this stuff, this is exactly the goal. The goal of the trolls on social media and even sometimes on TV and radio is to divide you for their own selfish purposes because they make money off your engagement. And the fact that we don't do that here at all should tell you something. We could easily pick a side. And every one of us could make a lot more money being that way and dividing people on purpose. But there are people online that are only doing this to get engagement, and they make money from that, and they're using you to do that. And we all just need to be aware of that when you see this nonsense.
Yeah.
Man, I feel so horrible about the Rob Reiner situation, and it feels a little wrong to, like, dig into it, but this is what's being reported. Apparently, Rob and Michelle were at Conan O'Brien's Christmas party with their son the night before this happened.
Saw that.
And there was an argument loud enough that other people heard it and registered it. how bizarre and just nightmarish that then the next day this is what happens. Mm. Because you're obviously in a close enough relationship with your child to where you're bringing them as an adult to a holiday party like this. I mean, how can this happen? How can it go bad so quickly? It's very heartbreaking. And like this on like the heels of the Gene Hackman situation, I know it was a totally different situation, but it was losing this well-known person. And I mean, Charlie Kirk too, a different situation indeed, but it just seeing this happen over and over again within the past 6-8 months, it's really difficult to wrestle with all of this.
Yeah.
And let's just, even if we went this extra step, what if they were arguing about politics? Let's just say they were. What the president put out there is still terrible.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody has any idea what the root of any of it is. But if you just, even if you said that's what they were arguing about, you're still a terrible human being for putting it out there as the president of the United States the way that you did. For basically gloating about it and using it as a chance to thump your chest. Just be sympathetic. But he doesn't have that. There is no sympathy in that man. There is no empathy in that man. And you can see it from every action, from not paying contractors, like hardworking people. I saw a guy who broke this down, who was a contractor in New Jersey. And his buddy was also a contractor and said he was offered a job to do work for Trump. And this guy says, I told my buddy not to take the job because of the reputation, because Trump doesn't pay his bills. And I saw, this is a video I saw on YouTube. And he described it, how this guy went through it and didn't get paid. And then finally, when he did get paid, it was like 1/3 of what the original contract was. It wasn't enough to cover everything that he owed his own subcontractor. Right? He owed all of his workers money. And they didn't get paid for like a year. He finally just took his whole company and sold everything, paid off the people he owed, and then killed himself. Because everything in his life was ruined because they wouldn't pay what they promised to pay. And that's what you want to defend? I mean, obviously, it's not the same as actually doing harm physically to that person. But when you're consistently engaging in that behavior and you don't show any sympathy or empathy for other human beings, even though you got the world by the tail, you're the president. You're rich. What do you like? What part of this is bad for you?
I won't be able to find it quickly enough, but my boss Steve sent me a letter. Oh, I got it. From John Kennedy. Michelle sent him a letter saying that she was worried about the Russians bombing the North Pole. And John F. Kennedy wrote back, I was glad to see your letter about trying to stop the Russians from bombing the North Pole and risking Santa Claus. I share your concerns about the atmospheric testing of the Soviet Union, not only for the North Pole, but for other countries. However, you must not worry about Santa Claus. I talked with him yesterday, and he is fine. He will be making his rounds again this Christmas. Sincerely, John F. Kennedy. Now, I know JFK had his problems.
Yes, he did.
I think all of the presidents have had similar problems or other problems. Mm-hmm. But like we all just innately see that line. We see the line. I don't know one human, and I know some pretty bad ones. The worst person I've ever met, I can't imagine that they would post something like that a few minutes after someone's death. I can't imagine it. The worst person I've ever known wouldn't do that. So it's just, we're just slumming as a country. It's just disgusting that that's what we have in the Oval Office. And look, I said it at the beginning, I'll say it again. A lot of the policies will help me. I'm not rich, but I have a little bit of money. Some of those policies will help me. I couldn't care less. You can take 25% more of my taxes for all I care. I don't want a terrible human being in the White House. We just can't have that. It lessens us. So, take a break. We'll come back, do a little DGS happy hour for you.
I do remember in my youth. I'll do it for
the- Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Those were the best times, most of all.
Live DTS 325. As for some bad posting on the other side.
Oh, no.
Nicki Minaj went after Gavin Newsom.
Oh.
About his support of transgender kids. And one of his underlings who works for Gavin, I guess, quote tweeted that or whatever.
Oh.
And just said, stupid hoe.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Now, she does have a song.
That is one of her songs.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I know. Okay. I'm just saying. I'm just adding some context.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I a little bit of context. I got the reference. Yeah. I didn't know that before. But it's like, damn.
No.
Jeez.
Yeah, don't. Not okay. It's okay to disagree with people without being, well, I almost swore, without being an A. You know what I mean? Like, it's not hard to disagree with people on the basis of an argument as opposed to just turning into name-calling, mockery, whatever.
I have some predictions. I predict that Kash Patel won't see Valentine's Day as director of the FBI. He just crapped the bed again. on this latest shooting. Remember with Charlie Kirk?
Yep.
He got ahead of himself and said, we captured the guy.
Yeah. And he's big on this.
Then he had to go back and say, no, we didn't.
Yep.
Oh, we got a new guy.
Yeah.
And then he did it again with one of the latest shootings where he said, we've got him. And according to the local Rhode Island Police Department, did you see what they did? They threw the FBI under the bus.
Yeah.
And said this was 100% their guy, their investigation, their person of interest. They ran with it, and they ran with the wrong guy. And this poor guy, all of his information's out there. Like on CNN, they're like, here was his military service, here's this, here's that. Wasn't the guy.
Yeah, they do that a lot. They love to, like, ruin people's lives by, like, outing them as, like, you know, this murderer or whatever. And then it just turns out that they were completely innocent.
Also, mark the tape. I think Donald Trump will be impeached in 2026.
Really?
Yes. And I have no idea what for. I just think the trajectory of this thing, the way it's going, I will be surprised if he's not impeached. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to be, you know, found guilty by the Senate. I don't see a world where that happens unless it's something even more egregious than what we've seen. But don't you guys kind of feel it moving that way?
Honestly, not really, because wasn't there just a list that was released of a bunch of Democrats who declined to vote on impeachment because they just kind of don't see the point?
It didn't work last time. Got tied up for, what, like 2 years in talking about it and going after it, and then it just fizzled out and nothing happened.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the parlay that he is.
Because the thing is, you would need a good number of Republicans to also support that, and I don't know if they got the votes.
Yeah, the only way that happens from the Republican side is if they're looking at midterms and going, we're going to get killed, and we got to go a different direction. But I don't know if they'll see it that way or not.
She pulled me down. When you find yourself alone, your demons come to light, and your mind is not your own. Lonely is the night when there's no one left to call. You feel the time is right. Say the writing's on the wall. Yeah.
Welcome back, DGS 335. Looking forward to seeing everyone out at the Operation Food Search Remote this Friday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Hardee's at 501 Mid Rivers Mall Drive, essentially quarter mile down on the right-hand side when you're getting off of 70. It's the only time we're going to get to see you this year. Next year, we're going to try to do some DGS Lives and some events. This year, I don't think we did jack crap, so it'll be our only chance to shake your hand, get you a new beanie or a box of chocolates, take some pictures with you, and we hope we see you there. From the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, Dave Murray joins us.
Hello.
So before the weather, how are things with the Murrays?
Things are pretty good. My son and grandson are here for a couple of days. They actually leave tomorrow, but that's been very helpful, very enjoyable. A lot of book reading, things like that. So
good.
But Saturday was a tough day because Saturday was the day all the anesthesia gets out.
Yeah, that's always day two or three.
Talked to the surgeon Saturday morning, and he said, "This is not a good day for you. This will not be a good day for you." He said, "So keep up on the meds," and he said, "Then it will get better." But it's a long, I mean, 6+ weeks.
Yeah.
It's a long haul.
Yep.
Long haul. But I do appreciate you guys, asking, and all our listeners just have been fantastic with this. Just amazing.
Well, you're doing a nice job of taking care of her and being a nursemaid, so good on you.
I'm trying.
Dave, does your grandson seem to fully grasp, okay, grandma's had this thing happen, we need to be very gentle?
Yeah, he's aware of it. I don't think he is aware of, the elbow break that it shattered, though he and I have sat and I've explained it to him by using his elbow. And,
punching it real hard.
But he's very aware of it. He knows that, he can't go running into grandma's arms. Mm-hmm. And
he's like, is grandma still up for our duel?
Boy that age, duels are pretty normal.
I've had him at 6:30 this morning, and it was like, I mean, we did a lot of stuff and we've had a good time, but it's like, wow.
It's like having a puppy.
Man, no, I'd take the puppy.
Because at least that'll sleep.
That's right.
Puppy will play for a half hour and go.
Okay,
so Phoebe was about three when my mom fell and broke her neck. And so she had a neck brace for 6 months, something like that. And Phoebe was very literal. She called my mom Grandma Broke Neck. And she called Maureen's mom Grandma Coco because she always had chocolate, which was the better name.
Yeah, that's a little bit one-sided.
I'd rather go by Coco than Broke Neck.
Yeah.
She knew me having a broke neck, though. I mean, it was broke as hell. Yeah, I didn't talk that much about that, but you guys might find it interesting that if you picture the top of your neck bones, there's something that looks like a dog bone, like a circular classic dog bone. And there's a little bone that sticks straight up through that called the Ondontan bone. And if it goes one way, you're dead. If it goes the other way, you're Christopher Reeve. That's the bone that he broke. And if it stays straight up, then you're my mom. And my mom went to one of the hospitals in Alton to the ER, and they were getting ready to release her when a doctor came on shift an hour early. And he looked at the image, was still up on the light, and he said, "Who's this?" And they said, "Oh, that's this lady over here. We're getting ready to discharge her." And he said, "Stop what you're doing. Do not move her. She needs to be helicoptered to St. Louis University, because had she gone home and just simply laid her head down or moved, it could have gone the other way.
Right,
she'd have been
right.
dead."
Right. Yep.
Isn't that just the way life works? How crazy that is. That guy's the only one who saw it, and he was early for work.
Wow.
Just nuts.
It's a good break.
That's wild. Yeah.
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 So a little warmer this week, Dave.
Yeah, we 45 right now. And now we had a day last week in the 50s, but this sure feels good, especially after the weekend. 54 tomorrow, lots of sunshine. 55 on Wednesday, lots of sunshine. Then a storm system comes at us from the southwest, west-southwest. It is a wet day on Thursday, cloudy, periods of rain, and it's all rain on Thursday. I wouldn't even be surprised if there's a rumble of thunder, a flash of lightning, 54 degrees, and then we kind of settled down to quiet weather Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but no real cold. There's no extreme cold in the near term, and it is looking like a large storm system will try to pull together between Christmas and New Year's. Not convinced at this point that we're going to have a white Christmas, but it's going to be close because that storm will have rain and snow with it. So I'm stubborn, old coot.
Yeah.
Not going to give up on that yet.
Yeah.
Heck, still got a long way to go.
Yeah, why not? Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. And Merriam-Webster has announced their 2025 Word of the Year. And that word is slop. Slop refers to the rise of fake and low-quality digital content, often generated by artificial intelligence.
I get out of this one.
Yeah, I use that word to explain a wet snow and rain. Slop. Good deal with slop.
Slop's
a good
word.
So I have a whole different attitude to that.
Slop's a good word.
Well, I mean, it's just like you're saying it all, slop.
It's very pretty.
What could it mean other than slop?
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, that's right.
Nancy Pelosi has predicted that we will have our first woman president within the next generation.
I agree with that.
However, she did acknowledge former First Lady Michelle Obama's recent assertion that U.S. voters might not be ready for a female president, given that we passed up on Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris very recently. Pelosi says, "I respect what she said. I see the evidence of the two campaigns, but she remains hopeful." I get where Michelle's coming from, too.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily agree, though, that we can pin all of womankind on Hillary and Kamala. These are two individuals who have their own bonuses, their own limitations, all this stuff. I don't really like it when it's like, then that's proof we didn't want a woman. Like, well, that is probably a big part of it, but maybe not the whole story in both cases. Illinois is the 12th state to allow assisted suicide.
Oh, wow.
So residents with terminal illnesses may choose to end their lives on their own terms under new legislation that was just signed into law by Governor J.B. Pritzker. And this is looking like it won't take effect until September of 2026. That gives time for the Illinois Department of Public Health and other medical participants to develop processes and protections for implementing this provision.
I am a supporter of this. I think that it needs to be done very, very carefully with lots of checks and balances. I don't believe you should be able to walk into a storefront and say, I'm finished living. I want to be gone by noon. I don't believe that at all. But I do think it's a person's right to choose. And I don't know that I would ever avail myself of that. Hopefully I'm a long way from that. But if it were today, if I were terminally ill and I wanted to save my family the grief or whatever my reasons were, I don't know that I would be comfortable with the way they're doing it yet. You know, it doesn't seem foolproof yet.
It definitely needs to be buttoned up, like, to make sure that it's right. But think about a couple other, like, there's another angle on this, too, that is maybe you would think shouldn't be, but I think it has to be if you're facing, like, absolutely sure thing, right? Think about the medical bills that are going to get racked up, too.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. You know,
and I mean, the, like, care.
And the time. And I'm not saying it's everybody. Again, like you put it, Dave, you hit it right. It's a human's choice, right? And you can't let other people's views of morality determine what individuals get to do. And there's a lot on the table there. It could be that people have fear of the long-term suffering and pain. It could be they don't want to put their family in debt. It could be a whole lot of things, but the point is it should be a choice not made by other people.
So working Americans are supposed to get very large refunds, that's what they're calling it, of $1,000 to $2,000 early in the new year. And this is according to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. He said the very large refunds would be going to working Americans in the first quarter of 2026. And this is part of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act.
What if you're retired?
I'm not sure, Dave. Yeah, I need to look more
You're fine. You don't get it.
I know I'm fine, but that's a question. I'm asking a question.
But yeah, they're expected to come to $100 billion to $150 billion in total. That would be about $1,000 to $2,000 per household. I'm not trying to nitpick here, but at this, look, I would love $1,000, but I wouldn't call that a very large amount at this point in time in 2025.
Like, yeah, that's
it
not
just
like,
be like, oh yeah, it's a nice little sum, but like, it's life changing money. No, it's not.
Yeah, it's a wonderful treat. It's in no way life saving or life changing money. No. Does it say like how we would be getting the money and also how to check like eligibility, or does it just say like it's happening?
I don't have that in the little snippet that I copied and pasted here. I will look into that. It seems like it's Scott Bessent is really the only person saying this.
That's what
Carolyn
I was thinking.
Levin,
yeah.
Retweeted a story by the New York Post in which Scott Bessent is quoted. So like that's where it's coming from as far as coming from the White House, but we don't have a ton of official, documentation.
I might be wrong to be skeptical, but
and they're safe being full of crap because you only need a few people to get it to go, well,
somebody got it.
Yeah, this guy got it. That guy got it.
Yeah.
You just didn't qualify.
Okay, let's do one more story. Let's do a fun story. Oreo is bringing zero sugar cookies to the United States. They're going on sale in January, and they will be a permanent addition to the Oreo lineup.
What are they, Rach?
Zero sugar Oreo cookies.
Okay. Hmm.
So that's fun.
Intrigued.
Are you? Yeah.
I'll try them.
I'd give it a try, yeah.
Those things make me poop.
Thank you, Dave.
You got it.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So, Kev, you wanted to mention the hero in Sydney taking down that shooter.
I mean,
wasn't that great?
The video is pretty amazing, right? I mean, so you guys all know there was a shooting at Bondi Beach in Australia targeting Jewish people. And there's a guy, I mean, this is on camera. I think it was a cell phone camera from like across the street or whatever. But there's a guy like sneaking up around the back of a car. And this dude is full on with a rifle firing. Now, he comes around the backside of the shooter, and then when the shooter starts to shoot, I guess is when he makes his move, because then that would cover the noise of him coming. But he just disarmed the guy immediately.
Just took it.
And I give that guy credit. That guy didn't have to do that. I think that guy would have been perfectly justified if he just decided to
hunker down,
hang behind that car, or take off or whatever. And I thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still a tragedy. It's, you know, obviously a lot of people died. It's awful. And that it was a father and son makes it even creepier for some reason. But for all the terrible people, there are people still that'll put their lives on the line for people they don't even know.
It was so weird. They got a lot of footage of this.
Yeah.
I mean, it was almost like they were making a movie. And there was one point when the younger guy who survived is still shooting and his dad's lying dead on the ground. It's just like everything about it is just so impossible to relate to. It's just so impossible that human beings are doing this to one another.
That's one of the interesting things about bringing up the guy that was the hero, is that you could not picture two more opposite kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
Shooters who are targeting innocent people for no good reason, most likely because they're insane themselves, the shooters. And here's a guy who is the complete opposite. He's willing to risk getting shot, disarming a guy with a rifle to protect people he doesn't even know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.